from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead at the age of 94. An entertainment news website first reported her death earlier today. Wife of the 40th president, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2004, she served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989, spearheading the Just Say No to Drugs campaign during his administration. She was known for her elegant and soft-spoken personality publicly, but often criticized as having too much influence on her husband. She will be buried next to Mr. Reagan at the Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, after a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at age 84. He played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. However, the two formerly close allies later became bitter foes, with Turabi the only Sudanese politician supporting the International Criminal Court warrant for Bashir's arrest. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are casting their ballots today for that country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Tuma Boni Yaye. He is leaving office after the legally mandated two terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled fuel truck into a security checkpoint at 115 kilometers south of Baghdad, the checkpoint filled with cars backing up, waiting for entrance. This is VOA News. In U.S. presidential politics, the nominating contest for Republicans may be winding down to a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz. On Saturday, Cruz won two states' primaries in Maine and Kansas, with frontrunner Trump on top in Louisiana and Kentucky. With Trump still out in front, he is making big claims about a possible face-off in the general election.
I've won many polls, as you know, against Hillary Clinton directly, and I'm the only one that's going to beat her. The only one, remember that. And I am the one person, trust me, that she does not want to run against.
Republican leadership in the past week has pleaded with party rank and file not to support Trump through the primaries in order to stop him from attaining the nomination, which may have benefited Senator Cruz this weekend.
What you need to understand is that all of these states are awarding delegates by proportion. So tonight we will have more delegates than we did last night.
And that would be Senator Rubio. Again, the field still has four candidates, Donald Trump and Cruz, as well as Ohio Governor John Kasich and Senator Marco Rubio, who you just heard from. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today welcomed a visit by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Netanyahu said the visit is testament to the strong ties and relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. He made the comments during a weekly cabinet meeting. Mr. Biden's last visit to Israel in 2010 was marked by a diplomatic spat with Washington after Israel used the moment to announce settlement construction plans during the visit. A leading Turkish newspaper, which has staunchly been opposed to the country's president, has printed its first edition since being seized by authorities on Saturday, the publication now featuring a distinctly pro-government slant. The Sunday edition of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation daily, led with an article about what it called the historical excitement over a nearly complete bridge project. The front page also featured a photograph of a smiling president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. There was little coverage in the Zaman of the previous day's unrest in Istanbul when police sprayed tear gas and fired rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters gathered outside the offices, chanting, "Free media cannot be silenced." Egypt is accusing the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas and the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood of involvement in last year's killing of the country's top prosecutor. The Interior Minister, Magdi Abdel Gaffar, said 14 members of the Muslim Brotherhood participated directly in the plan to murder Hisham Barakat, assassinated by car bomb attack in late June. Abdel Gaffar told reporters the plot was carried out on orders of the Muslim Brotherhood in close coordination with Hamas. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.